Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno. Oh, hey, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And we're talking the 70s right now. Of course, this is Rob Pitch, your host with the most. And we've got Breezy and Smitty in the studio.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening?
There wasn't much mini trucking in the 70s.
More static drop, but I mean, you know, there were still little trucks back then.
They were some little trucks.
And of course, and couriers.
That's right.
Exactly.
The love.
And the Chevy love.
And those things are still cool to this day.
All right. Speaking of things that are still cool, we got Kobe Miller in the studio, local builder.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. So polite. And of course, we got Mr. Cooler Than a Polar Bear on ice skates in a snowstorm eating a milkshake.
In an igloo.
In an igloo with the AC on high. Hot Rods and Happy, our financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
Man, I need a jacket now. What's happening to our neighbors in Spartanburg, South Carolina?
That's right, guys. Sparkle City. Burr, baby. That was an intro from way back. Like, I talked you up, Richard. That was a good one.
Man, yeah, now I got to do good the rest of the show.
Yeah, really, now you got to act like you know what you're doing. So, we're talking about 70s cars, and we're talking about popular 70s cars and popular 70s cars and iconic ones that maybe you forgot about or didn't even really know about, especially for this younger crowd. I mean, they're over here like, what's this? They're Googling it up. Satellites are linking up, all this 70s information, sites being blown off, like sites with dust on them being blown off because kids are looking up all this 70s stuff. We might start trending or something. You never know.
Hey, we might start something.
That's what I'm screaming. Kids might be starting discoing or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope not.
How about the Maverick?
The Maverick.
I got love, hate, dude.
The Maverick and the Mercury Comet.
Yeah.
They are very iconic cars in their own rights.
I've got a very funny Maverick story. A friend of mine growing up, I'm not going to mention his name, because he's a listener. But we were teenagers, and I had my Mustang GT, and he had a Mustang GT. You know, we were young and dumb and into Fords, and he still is. I pray for him every day still. But
this must be a Top Gun story.
It's something kind of like that. You know, I was kind of the Maverick. He was Goose. You know, that's how it worked. But he bought a Grabber Maverick. And to hear him describe this thing, and I really wasn't 100% sure what it was when he was telling me about it. And then when I saw it, I was like, really? This thing was hideous. Flat blue with a gloss black hood. So it was like the reverse of how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So it was like flat Smurf blue with a gloss black hood. He bought this car and the guy started restoring it. But what was funny was it had one disc brake on the front, on the left side, and it had a drum on the right.
Wow. That was dangerous.
You would stop it going down the road, it would put you in the ditch.
Yeah.
We finally got it switched over to disc on the front, on both sides. And he started driving this thing. It had a little 302 in it. And the car leaked water so bad that, like, every time it rained, the car would start filling up with water.
God.
So we were riding down the road in it, and I remember this vividly. And for some reason, I won't say we were driving it to church, and I don't know why, but we were headed somewhere on Sunday in it. And water was sloshing around in the floorboard, like over my shoe, over the soles of my shoes.
No. Oh, wow.
There was a drill laid in the back seat. I started drilling holes in the floorboard going down the road. To drain the water out.
Wow.
I mean, it was bad. And then another story with the Maverick is, this is when we started going to some of the big hot rod shows. Good guy show they have at Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord. Yeah. We drove it up there, and he wanted to take it around Charlotte Motor Speedway, and it slung the drive shaft out right there on Bruton Smith Parkway. Mm. Just drive shaft, sitting in traffic. I've never seen a drive shaft do this in my life. Just drove it 140 miles up 85 running highway speeds. Only thing that protected us was the good Lord from that drive shaft falling out. We pull on a Bruton Smith, pull up to a red light, tink, the drive shaft fell out.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Why it didn't come out going down the road. No straps, no nothing. All the hardware was gone.
Wow.
I'm assuming it was never tightened. But so here we are trying to find a parts store and get this turd back on the road so we could take it around the track and back home, more importantly. But he still actually owns this Maverick to this day. Dang. Like, I seen a picture of it on his Facebook. I'm like, he's still got that thing? It's probably still got the holes in the floorboard. No, it's recent. That's the bad thing. He's got kids now that are like fixing to be driving age, and he still has this thing. And it still looks the same.
And they'll be driving a Maverick, I'm sure.
I hope not.
But Richard probably knows of some really nice Mavericks out there. There's some really good ones.
Well, and you can key us in on a little bit of this, but I'd read about, you know, this folklore that there were Boss 302 Mavericks made, and I've never seen any.
Richard, you be reading some weird stuff, bud.
Yeah, man.
You reading about Maverick folklore?
That's why he's the professor.
I'm right with Richard on that one. I've actually read about there is some Boss Mavericks, and there are, I've heard and I've seen pictures of two of them in museums. And apparently one of them was at Shelby's for the longest time over there, because I think at one point they were going to make a Shelby Maverick, but it never did come about.
That would be probably the coolest name for a car ever.
The thing you got to think about this car, though, look at the Mustangs of the time. The Maverick was way sportier, and that's not saying a lot. The Maverick looked like a turtle.
Yeah.
And it was still sexier than the Mustang.
That is true.
I mean, I'm just saying. Old Grande
over
there.
Maverick makes one bad at a bone drag car, just like Vegas.
Oh, that's another good 70s car right there. Looks like a Camaro in the front and Chevette in the back.
It's party in the front and get her done in the back.
Vega was actually designed after some 60s Ferraris, was what they used for inspiration for when they designed the Vega, and you can see it in the grill actually if you look at some of the big grand touring Ferraris from the late 60s. You can really kind of see it.
What was the black and gold, the Cosworth Vega? Those were some good looking cars.
You know, they weren't all black and gold,
but the black and gold ones were the ones that...
I think all the 74s were, and a handful of the 75s were not.
Those were some good looking cars though. Those were pretty sexy with the gold wheels. That's a good-looking car.
Fill me in on the Cosworths, because I don't know nothing really about them. Now, what did they have motor-wise and all that? What made it the Cosworth?
A 2-liter, 16-valve Cosworth four-cylinder engine that was supposed to make a lot of power, but because of the EPA regulations, it didn't. And what really killed them, what kept them from being so successful, is they were expensive. Like Corvette expensive. And then, you know, when they landed up with 120 horsepower, they didn't sell well. And they weren't reliable.
You're telling me a Vega didn't sell good? Shocker.
You know, my parents, when I was a baby, we lived in Germany. My dad was in the military. And they had a Vega, a little red Vega. And you're talking about not reliable. That thing was actually very reliable with the clothes hanger he used to hold the motor in. And had to drive back and forth miles and miles and miles until one day he was on the Autobahn or whatever you call it. He gets halfway down through there and all of a sudden the hanger comes off, car falls apart, and that Vega, I think, is still sitting on the side of the road in Germany.
Well, I just got a feeling Vega parts are a high commodity in Germany. Like, they're hard to find. You just don't go run to your local O'Reilly's in Germany.
No. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how a Vega made it to Germany.
I'd say on a boat.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's just odd that someone would take a Vega.
My first guess would be boat.
But what I'm saying is, it was just odd that someone would take a Vega to Germany.
Well
that was the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Maybe they're sending some of the trash from here there. I don't know. Yeah. Nobody wanted it here. Maybe they'll like it there. I don't know. I tell you something, I don't like these commercial breaks, man. They keep sneaking up on us.
How do they get here so quick?
I'm telling you, it's crazy. All right, guys, I tell you what, we're talking 70s cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. We got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
What's up?
Hey, hey.
Of course, we got local builder Kobe Miller hanging out with us.
Howdy, y'all.
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Mr. Not so quick.
I'm too quick.
Not so quick. Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What's happening? Hanging Rock, North Carolina.
You're going to be old Quick Rick next.
Right, man, I felt like 3 or 4 Vega.
I'm telling you. Such a beast over there. So wild. I'll tell you what else was wild in the 70s. The vans.
I love the vans. Just to look at. One of my dream shows to go to is like one of them 70s iconic classic van shows. I think that would be so cool just to go check
them
out.
I think
it'd
be weird because everybody would be camping in them and stuff. It'd be like one of them hippie commune things going on.
No, but just think of all the candy.
It'd be like Woodstock with no band.
I know, but just think of all the candy paints with the
and they all had a theme. Like, you couldn't have a custom van without something airbrushed on it.
Yeah, that's the coolest part.
You got to have a dragon breathing. That's like that.
Like a naked lady riding it.
Yeah, what was it? That car sales place.
A dolphin.
No, what's that car sales commercial? Was it CarMax or whatever, where that guy is?
Oh, yeah,
guy
it
with
is.
That
it's
van
CarMax
with the breathing unicorn and all that stuff.
Hey.
You got to love that van.
We'll,
that's cool.
We'll buy yours even if you don't buy ours.
Yeah. That is a cool van, though.
It's funny. You said, you know, the show you wanted to go to, and you said candy and then stopped. And I'm like, I don't think you want to take that candy from those vans.
Exactly.
Candy from no vans.
Maybe that's where it all started.
Yeah, it'd be. I mean, that's a possibility.
It's a very, very good possibility. Can you imagine how vans have changed now? You know, vans are becoming a thing of the past.
Yeah. Every day.
Well, I mean, the thing you got to think about with the vans is now everything's going to this front-wheel drive platform like Ford Transits and, you know, and Chevrolet city vans and things like that. Could you imagine these customized, Richard?
Nah, I'd rather not. The difference is...
Could you tell me you couldn't see a Transit on slotted mags with side pipes?
See, the thing is, these aren't really, like, passenger vehicles anymore like vans used to be.
And porthole windows?
I mean, that would be the coolest Ford Transit I'd seen.
How about a Mercedes Sprinter?
What's a Sprinter going to sound like with side pipes?
I just think that 5-cylinder is going to sound mighty odd.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A side pipe, right?
Come to think about it, now that you said that, dude, I mean, honestly, the only minivan I can really think of is the Honda Odyssey. That's about the only passenger van that's actually made now.
Well, they got that, what's the new Chrysler thing? They don't call it a caravan. Yeah, it's like a Pacifica,
Chrysler,
whatever they call it now.
Chrysler,
but that's more of a crossover,
VW,
though, isn't it?
But, and that's where it's going into a crossover.
Did
and
they quit making the caravan, the Dodge caravan?
Yeah, caravans are gone. The Express van is still a thing for right now. The E250, all that's gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, that's it. Dodge don't make a van anymore. They make their own version of the new style
Sprinter.
Yeah, basically.
They also, the new Volkswagen minivan, the whole drivetrain is a Mopar.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3.7.
How about that new Volkswagen truck? Not to get too far off the, they call it an Atlas.
That is actually a pretty cool looking little ride.
It looks like a Colorado.
It does. Looks a lot like a Colorado.
It looks a lot like a Colorado. It's like them Germans getting sneaky. Mm-hmm. They over here playing in Detroit is what they've been doing.
Wow.
They've been hanging out over at 8 Mile.
You seen what they was playing with not too long ago. They might as well start stealing stuff, too.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm just throwing that out there. The little Volkswagen truck, that thing hammered down on some 20s would probably look pretty mean. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well,
it's got some dorky turn signals and stuff like on the sides and the fenders I don't really care for.
Yeah.
But that could be easily fixed.
Oh, yeah.
When you're sitting there talking about Volkswagen, I am a Volkswagen person. I love Volkswagen, always have. Now, Volkswagen is coming out with the new van, a Volkswagen van that looks a lot like the old 50s and 60s 21 window vans.
Yeah, but it's also going to be a lot like the new Bug, I got a feeling. You know what
I
mean?
It's more square, more boxier. It is almost a box,
is
really.
Is it going to have a flower vase in it?
It might. It might even have a little dancing daisy in it. I don't know.
You never know.
But it will look.
A dancing
it does
daisy?
Look, according to the pictures, it does look a lot like the older ones. think it's going to be a pretty cool little ride.
Let's go. I'll tell you about a cool 70s ride. And while we're talking about Farfenjugen, how about the Volkswagen thing?
I love things.
I love the thing, dude. I mean, I do not like Volkswagens.
We know you don't. Every time I get all boy crush over a Beetle, you go nuts. You're like, ugh.
Yeah, I just do not like them. But, dude, I love the Volkswagen thing.
Actually, we were back to basics this last time.
Yes.
And it put joy in my heart. They have the car limbo contest, and the Miatas are synonymous for winning those things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a Volkswagen thing beat the Miatas out. A hammered Volkswagen thing was the lowest car.
There's a guy over in Campobello, of all places. His name is Steven. He has a Volkswagen thing that is just awesome. Lime green, white wheels, sitting on the ground. It is a bad to the bone ride.
I like the Volkswagen things.
Yeah. Yeah, I like them too.
They're definitely different. I actually seen one that had a Porsche Boxster engine in it.
Now that would be cool.
That's a thing that'll kill do you. Things.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Beetles, I have seen an LS swap dropped into a Beetle. But one of the coolest things I've seen is the WRX motors put into the
Actually,
Beetles.
There's one of those cars sitting local.
Really?
It's been built, yeah. It's actually a Super Beetle they did it to. So that's it's a 70s cool. bug. It was like a 74 or 5 bug.
It don't take much to do it. You yeah, just got to build
I mean,
a frame.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty neat little setup. But yeah. I mean, you got a WRX.
Swap now, actually.
Yeah, you got a Subaru motor in your Volkswagen.
Again, we're going back to Subaru. Now we're getting back into Yugos again.
Oh, Lord.
Let's get away from that.
Yeah, but I mean, you're pushing almost, you know, upwards over 300 horses. Yeah, yeah.
When you're coming from 50, that's a lot.
Exactly.
Keep in mind, there's small lawn tractors with more horsepower than that now.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind.
But there was a guy in Los Angeles not long ago, it's been a couple of years back, that built like a trophy style Super Beetle with an LS motor in it and done like Ken Block.
Was he jumping school buses with it?
He wasn't jumping school buses, but he was jumping sidewalks, and it was actually in San Francisco. And he done like a, how do they say it, Gymkhana? The way Ken Block does on the streets.
Right.
But he done it illegally. And then, you know, it.
Because he's hood like that.
Yeah. It picked up popularity on YouTube, and then the police got after him, and then his buddy snitched him out.
That's messed up.
Exactly. But he got a job with Nitro Circus.
That's
and
cool.
the car.
And Street Cred.
Yeah, Street Cred.
And Street Cred.
But it was pretty cool.
So, okay, so we got the Volkswagen thing.
What about the Carmen Ghia, though?
The Carmen Ghia is a cute little car.
Yes,
they are. And fixed right, there's some that are good looking. You know, you put the Porsche wheels on them.
Mm-hmm.
Richard, I know you're going to ready to chime in on this.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'll tell you, I love the Carmen Ghias. I think they're great cars. I'm going to tell you something. The value's going through the roof on those little cars.
They are.
All right, guys. I'll tell you what else is sending me through the roof. It's these commercial breaks. Oh, they don't stop. Guys, we're talking 70s right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
On 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We're talking all about the 70s today on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Of course, we got Kobe Miller, local builder, in the studio.
Howdy, y'all.
And, of course, we got Smitty and Breezy hanging out in the studio with us.
What's happening?
Hey, guys.
So sweet. Just angelic. And, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Resident financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself / disco Dave today, Mr. Richie Hoskins.
What is happening, McCool Junction, Nebraska?
McCool Junction. Makes you think about that TV show. This is actually probably was out in the 70s. What, Petticoat Junction? That might have been the 60s.
A little before my time.
Good song. But you remember
pretty
that?
Pretty sure it was the 60s.
But you remember that? They like took baths in the water tower thing.
Yeah, it was real weird.
Yeah.
Together?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually they did, which was crazy. But anyway,
60s, that was the junction.
The 60s was a crazy time. That was a crazy, crazy time. But it was fun, though.
It was
fun. All right. So we're talking cars of the 70s. You can't talk about 70s cars and not mention the big boats, man. Deuce and a quarter Buicks, Chrysler Imperials. Now, you got something interesting there, Richard, about those Chrysler Imperials, right?
Yes, I do. I was looking up not too long ago. I took it upon myself to look up the longest post-war car ever made, and it is a 1973 Chrysler Imperial.
And how long would that car be?
It's in the 230s.
It's 230 inches. That's a big car.
Yeah, it's close to 20
huge.
Feet.
That's huge.
That's a
20 feet? So that's more like a limo.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Or an airplane.
Except that you could get it as a coupe.
A coupe?
Could you imagine how long that one door is?
Dude, no wonder they all sag once they start getting older.
The driver's door is 13 foot long.
Yeah, weighing in at 800 pounds.
Yeah, really. You got to have somebody to help you shut the door on it. So, I mean, you got all these big cars in the Cadillacs of the days. And I'm a big Cadillac man. Every man needs a Cadillac. Every man needs a Cadillac. Richard drives a Cadillac. He understands.
That's right.
But I mean,
my first of many.
I want to tell you something. Once a man gets a Cadillac, you never go back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the only way to ride. It's class, sophistication. And the 70s Cadillacs were just pimping. They had bright red ones, drop tops, front wheel drives with big blocks.
Continental kits.
Which Continental kits were around 50s and 60s, too.
Yeah, but they looked good on them 70s cars.
Those big old Cadillacs, though, they're pimping. And I'm going to tell you something. They ain't never been a car made to look better on 13x7 Daytons.
None.
I was just going to say that.
Old Caddy Coupe DeVille. Yeah. I'm telling you. Big old Eldorado. I love the front-wheel drive Cadillacs.
I like the Fleetwoods.
I like them, too. The Brohams.
Hey,
Brockhams.
Most of my teenage years, me and my little brother and my best friend Chip rode around with our best friend.
Everybody got a buddy named Chip.
Oh, yeah.
And they get him in trouble.
Every time.
Chip is trouble.
Oh, he is. But Michael had one, man. It was a 73 Fleetwood. Broham, like you said, Broham. And it goes back to the green that we were talking about. It was mint green with a dark green vinyl top with dark green plush interior.
But you know, that was a sign of the 70s too, is the vinyl top. They put a vinyl top on everything.
In the
70s. You get a bicycle with a vinyl top on it back in the 70s. I mean, they put vinyl tops on the sports cars, the muscle cars, the big cars.
And I think that's how the 1980s and 90s, you remember the mini trucks with the drip paint?
Oh, Lord.
I swear, I think that's how they figured out how to do that. Because, you know, when you had the vinyl top and it rained too much,
it started streaking and running down.
It streaked down the side of your car.
Oh, Lord. Richard, we're going to put a vinyl top on your Cadillac. Go throwback style.
Man, I go with the Landau. Just half there. I just want the back half.
Ain't no sense in just showing out. Just go halfway.
Yeah, just halfway.
Landau. Like, who designed that? You know what I mean? Like, what was the idea for that? I mean, like, I wonder how it would look if we half did it.
I do know the answer to that.
You know what? It doesn't surprise me a bit.
They ran out of material.
Yeah, exactly.
French coaches from, like, before there were cars, like French
horseless
like
carriages.
Yeah. Yeah, that is where it came from.
I guess there wouldn't be horseless carriages because that would be a car. It would be horse-drawn carriages.
Horse-drawn, there you go.
For 1,000, Alex. I guess now I got to answer in the form of a question. What are horse-drawn carriages?
Well, my big question is who come up with the idea to try to take the vinyl tops off and paint the top after you had it on there?
Oof. But, you know, most of the cars weren't even painted under those tops.
That would be Joey Carti.
Rusted and glued.
Joey Carti.
All the glue and the rust.
Oh, yeah. And all of them were rusted, dude.
A really funny story. This is a 60s car, but it's hilarious. A good friend of mine, buddy, works at the shop. He had a 69 Dodge Coronet with a vinyl top on it. You know, Coronet, I mean, it's not a bad car. It looks like a Super B a little bit. He had a 69 Dodge Coronet, had a vinyl top on it. It was a good-looking car, black on black. He decided he's going to take the vinyl top off. The A-pillars were gone. The windshield was the only thing holding the top up in the front.
No joke.
It ate the A-pillars out because, I mean, just all those years of water getting behind that vinyl. And that's the thing. They didn't prime it and do nothing to those cars.
Nothing.
That's just like, we're putting vinyl on it.
Raw steel.
Yeah. And they just glue and slap some animal print vinyl on there. You know that?
You know, it makes you wonder what the factories were thinking when they did that.
Well,
how
you
know, that was even a,
they were sniffing a lot of glue. I was throwing that out.
I mean, it's like, where was there? I mean, it's. Yeah. I've never understood that.
I've sprayed so many tons of great stuff into the rear upper, like the Landau roof area of 70s Oldsmobile Cutlass Supremes at Joey's old shop. I can still, I dream about it sometimes still.
Are you talking about that foam stuff?
Yeah. You take the vinyl top off, and then where the holes are, you just turn that can upside down until it stops coming out.
God.
How about when it starts oozing out?
Then you sand it.
Yeah, you sand it.
Problem
right
solved.
Off.
Yeah. Who needs sheet metal
trust
work?
Me.
Yeah, exactly.
So you go into Home Depot for all your body work needs. Oh, I love it.
You know, I was just sitting here looking through some pictures on this Craigslist challenge stuff. One car we forgot totally about, the Ford Torino Cobra.
The Torino
Torino yet tonight.
The Torinos were cool. The Grand Torino, of course.
Yeah.
Like in the 72, like Clint Eastwood had in the movie Grand Torino. Mm-hmm. That was a good looking car. Those were cool cars. Torino's really got the short end of the stick, muscle car wise. They had a little NASCAR thing, and I'll be honest with you, I think Mercury with the Cyclone kind of outweighed them even then.
Yep.
The Torinos just really never took off, and they were really good-looking cars, especially the 68, 69s, and the 70s. They were sharp.
I liked them.
How about you, Richard?
It's one of my favorite muscle cars is the 70.
Of course it is. You know why? Because nobody else likes them. That's why.
That is true.
I'm telling you. Like, I want to ask you what your favorite baseball team is, but I can guess it because all I got to do is find the one with the worst stats.
Yeah.
Well, that's who I pull for.
I'm from Detroit, and the Lions had a pretty rough spell there for most of my lifetime.
And football-wise, he's probably, what, a Browns fan or something?
I don't watch professional football.
No, I'm just saying they've probably got the worst record ever.
Well, he pulls for Carolina and college teams, so I'll rest my case.
Well, there you go.
Go Cox.
Lord, we're praying for you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Go Tigers.
Oh.
Just saying. I just like to win. I'm sorry. And I look better in orange. It goes good with my blonde locks.
Ugh.
I'm telling
sorry
you.
For that, too.
What, well, at least you're old enough to say, hey, you've seen them win two national championships in your life.
Exactly.
You have.
Exactly. Exactly.
One they played Riverside, another one they played Burns.
Easy. That's horrible.
Well,
horrible. We got a whole channel dedicated to football. We ain't fighting about this.
Okay,
today.
We're going on to 70s.
We're talking about 70s. We're talking about the 70s big cars. How about the 442s, the big Cutlasses?
Oh, yeah.
I like those cars.
I do too.
You know, the ones that had the big stripe at the bottom with the 442 kind of taped out into them?
Yeah.
Sexy.
The swivel seats and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yes,
the seats were like a Lazy Boy recliner.
Yeah.
Those are some neat cars. How about the Cadillacs with the button-tuck pillow seats?
That's what my buddies had in his. Oh, man, riding down 85.
I mean, you thought a pillow-top mattress was something new. You get you a Caddy in the 70s, son. That's what you rode on.
73, baby.
I mean, that's just craziness. It's like grandma's couch.
Your mattress starts getting old, and you go outside and sleep in the car.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. That car's bigger than some apartments.
Yes.
It's actually way bigger than some apartments, actually. Those Cadillacs are just bad news. I love a big Caddy. All the big blocks, all the odd big blocks they had through the years.
I can't remember what his was, man. I really wish I could remember, dude.
73, would that be a 472?
That's what I was trying to
think. I was trying to think a 73 would be 472. All right, guys, we got a commercial break coming up, but you definitely want to stay tuned. We got a very 70s-inspired Craigslist challenge coming your way right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, I want to welcome everybody back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. You know, we got our Craigslist challenge coming up, and I mean, everybody thinks they got the best 70s ride. Now, we kind of opened it up a little bit for everybody. We did a $10,000 limit on this Craigslist challenge. Now, we got Kobe Miller in the studio, local builder.
What's up, everyone?
And of course, we got Breezy and Smitty in the studio.
What's happening?
Hey, hey.
And of course, we got the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins, in the studio.
What's happening, Plenty Beer, South Dakota?
Plenty Beer?
Bears.
Bears. Oh.
Bears.
Well, he had the beer crossing. And okay.
Bear crossing.
Like gummy bears.
Like Dub Bears.
Dub Bears. All right. So we're talking about Dub 70s. And we're doing a Craigslist challenge. Got to find the best 70s car. Kobe, you're the guest. We'll let you kick it off. What did you find?
I found a bag 1970 Buick Electra with a 225 Sniper EFI system on it, full air ride, 52,000 original miles. Everything works as it should for $7,000.
And that's why we shouldn't invite you.
Exactly.
Leave it to that guy. He's that guy.
That's right. I'm going to Myrtle Beach to look at this thing, actually.
And that's what I was about to say. It's just like Richard said a little bit ago. He's going to be the guy to win and then own what he won with.
The Craigslist Challenge car.
And it's killing me.
That'd Gotta have a Mordor.
Gotta have the Mordor.
Kicking it up a notch.
The Mordor Bruick. Tell you what, you can't kick it up too many notches. That thing's pretty long as it is.
Yeah.
All right, Smitty.
Well, you know, I won last time with the holding. That was an ace in the hole right there. Like, I mean, you know.
It was a little bit.
We're not talking about the past. Talk about now.
It was pretty cool. But I think I threw the winner away when I gave it to my wife here, Breezy. But I'm going to go with my 1973 Jeep J4000 Gladiator. No, we didn't talk a lot about these.
The J4000. The Jeeps were incredibly hot in the 70s, too. Now, a J4000 Gladiator. I went to Google this.
Oh, man.
What is a Gladiator?
Well, you remember the Jeep little pickup trucks.
Like a Scrambler.
Yeah. Well, this thing is like 12 of those. It's got to be 80 foot long. I know it is. This thing's sitting on Super Swampers.
It's got to be a custom built where they called it that. I'm going to have to Google this thing.
Well, look. I got you a picture right here. There she is.
That's like the Commando.
Yeah, or Comanche. The thing the Twister sucked up in the movie Twister with Helen Hunt in it. Yeah. Back when Helen Hunt was hot.
Yeah, that's like one.
But this Comanche is a J4000.
Man, I had the biggest crush on Helen Hunt. How about you, Richard? I know you did too.
Yeah, but you said back when she was good looking. I don't think I've seen her since. So I don't. I'm kind of afraid to look it up.
Don't look her up on Instagram. I did it. It's a letdown.
Not.
She looks worse than Vince Neil. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay, Smitty, go back on your truck. Let us hear about it.
Well, she had a full motor rebuild 2,500 miles ago, but he ain't too sure about the body. It's in excellent condition, though. Got an AMC 360 with the auto trans, polished aluminum wheels. Like I said, Super Swamp, TSL 33x1350s, worn hubs, long tube headers, and straight pipe. Got the fuel cell with a Dana 44 axles. She's pretty sharp,
so,
man.
So now the lowrider went off-road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's all the way in the mud.
You just went way off the charts, out of the box.
Out of the box, completely out of the box. But, I mean, this thing is sharp.
Breezy, your beautiful bride. What does she choose?
Well, Smitty did help me with this one because I was having a tough time trying to find something. And I did find something really, really cool. But he talked me into doing this one, which he thinks is the winner.
Man, this thing's gorgeous.
It's a 1973 Riviera boat tail.
I'm out.
Richard's like, I quit.
It is pretty. It's pretty. It's that weird brown color that's pretty much ugly, but so ugly it's really cool.
With a
everything.
Mercury 150 on it.
Huh?
With a Mercury 150 on the back.
It looks like a boat.
Everything runs well. Air condition works. Everything works on it. It's only got 63 original miles, and it's 8,500 in Commerce, Georgia.
And you can hit the Tanger outlets while you're there.
Yes, you can, and spend your extra money there.
Exactly. Get you some fly gear to go with your fly ride.
Right.
Professor, I got faith in you.
Well, I had picked a car, and then I changed to a different car, and then Bree picked that different car, so I went back to my original car. How about a 75 Cadillac Seville?
I picked that originally, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Well,
you and I think alike, apparently.
Oh, my gosh, we're on the same wavelength today.
23,000 miles, factory throttle body injection in 1975. Everything works for $5,500.
That's cheap. You got a lot of loot left over, and you're rocking a Cadillac.
Yeah, man, I get some Daytons and get the diamond in the back.
What color is the Seville?
It's all silver, but naturally I would have to get like a red velvet top for it with a diamond in the back and some gold spinners for my Daytons.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and some of them Kelly Vogue tires.
Yeah, you got to have the Vogues.
You got to have them Vogue tires.
Cruising Vogues, baby.
And tipping on fofos. You know. Now, I found something that's a little redneck, little hot rod. but all 70s.
All 70s. Let's see what you got.
A 1972 Chevrolet Love Truck.
Love Truck.
A Love Truck.
That's totally 70s.
Pro Street.
Pro Street.
Current track champion in its class. And I love the ad because it has profanity in it. Uh-oh. So you know what's good. And yeah. I can't read it on the air. But it's worth the read. I promise you, just Craigslist 72 Love Trucks. There can't be three on Craigslist worldwide.
Yeah.
72 Chevrolet Love Truck. Let me see if I can G this, like, you know, parental guidance this
Believe
thing.
It out.
Yeah, see if I can G rate this. 72 Chevrolet Truck Pro Street Current Track Champion. Built 406 small block. Aluminum heads, 4,500 stall, reverse valve body, turbo 350 transmission, Dana rear end, 456 gears, 29 1250s on the back, four-wheel disc brakes, race seats, five-point harnesses, roll cages. It's street legal, kinda. Comes with a clear title. Take a look. You can't miss it for $10K. And it got a picture of it toting the wheels. In my love truck. So not only is this thing little and short and fast and dangerous, but it's very 70s also. And it's orange, and it also has profanity painted on the side of it.
Profanity painted on the side?
It has a name on the door. Dude, that I'm pretty sure that Patrick would have a conniption fit if I said it. So
whose truck is this?
I don't know, but he sounds like a guy I'd love to have a beer with.
Yeah.
He sounds like, I really ain't interested in the truck, but I'd like just to call him and be friends. You know? He sounds like a cool guy. He's probably the wild one at the trailer park, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
I'm telling you, his love may be sitting on 15s, his trailer is too, but it's definitely a cool ride. But I think by far, guys, and I think we can all lay it down, I think Kobe killed us on this Craigslist challenge, because that Buick is absolutely gorgeous.
The Buick is sharp.
I want to think that that's some kind of scam ad.
It might be.
I may protest this one.
I'm gonna call him in the morning, because that thing is a good-looking car.
It is a good looking car, and it's down in Myrtle Beach. You know, there's a lot of drugs going on down there. I think that's one of them traps or something.
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, sniper EFI. That thing's more than $7,000 with the parts sitting down there.
I know, on 22s and air ride.
I'm telling you, something shady going on there.
Something shady.
You won this time.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna check this one out, guys. I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.